This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two people dead after a Sunday night shooting outside a bar in Kansas City, Missouri. And police say 15 other people were wounded. One of the dead is the suspect. They say it happened in the parking lot of a bar in the southeast part of the city when a suspect just started firing into a crowd that was lined up outside. An armed security guard killed the shooter. One of the people charged with presenting the House impeachment case, warning Republicans in the Senate to be careful about choices they make regarding the trial. Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York.
Any Republican senator who says there should be no witnesses or even that witnesses should be negotiated is part of the cover-up.
He spoke on Face the Nation. Democratic Congressman from Illinois, Bobby Rush, wants a congressional oversight hearing into Major League Baseball cheating scandals. And this is USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
President Trump speaking at the American Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention in Texas yesterday, celebrating recent trade deals as wins for America's farmers, and he also celebrated those farmers themselves.
You feed our people, you fuel our nation, you sustain our land, you uphold our values, and you preserve our cherished American way of life. We want our products made, grown, and raised right here in the USA.
2020 census will officially begin tomorrow. The first census questionnaire will be ceremoniously delivered in the small community of Tuxuk Bay, Alaska. A statement from the U.S. Census Bureau says Alaska's vast, sparsely settled areas are traditionally the first to be counted. The rest of Alaska, including Anchorage, will be counted with the rest of the country beginning in mid-March. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Virginia's Democratic Governor Ralph Northam declaring a temporary state of emergency ahead of today's big gun rally in Richmond, the state capital. In a conference, Governor Northam said he was hoping that the extra security measures will avoid a repeat of 2017's deadly protests in Charlottesville. That's when a counter-protester was killed by a car operated by a believed white supremacist. Gun activists are planning to protest concern about Democratic efforts to pass new gun control measures. Today is a federal holiday. It's Martin Luther King Jr. Day, and many people are getting paid time off as nearly half of all American employers recognize the National Day of Service. Those getting time off are encouraged to celebrate the civil rights leader's life by volunteering in their community. And Bad Boys for Life, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, the top movie in the box offices right now, as it earned $59 million in its first week in North America theaters. In second place, Doolittle, which made nearly $23 million in its debut weekend in the U.S. and Canada. And in third place, was 1917, just over $22 million, rounding out this week's top five, Jumanji, The Next Level, and Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers. And their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Live. Hey, so when we roll, and we do it not because it's easy, we're doing it because it's hard. I think John F. Kennedy said that. Hey, good to be talking to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we find ourselves in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're here for the SHOT Show, which gets underway, gets underway in sincerity tomorrow. But to look around right now, there's a lot of activity flying around. But good to have you with us, and it's also good to be remembering the dream maker, the dream seller, the one and only Martin Luther King. It is the commemoration, the remembrance of one of America's heroes. I mean, what else can you say? And here to talk about it is Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historian, the award-winning syndicated columnist, historian, author, and speaker. And Mr. Bruce, how are we doing, buddy?
We're doing well, Bill. And yes, it is the day that we honor one of the great Americans of our time, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
Wow. You know, as we were saying the other day, and I wanted to have you back, and I appreciate you making yourself available to come back, as we touched on some of this on Friday, but I wanted to get into more detail, especially, and I had a couple calls, people said they had not heard that Dr. King's speech was mostly ad-lib, that was a surprise for them.
Yeah, and it's absolutely the case. What happened was, during the March on Washington in 1963, then this was really an event that basically changed. This was the galvanizing event in the civil rights movement. And Dr. King's "I Have a Dream" speech was the galvanizing speech during that whole ceremony. Basically, everybody was asked. There were going to be a lot of speakers. It was in front of the mall. Dr. King was to speak in front of the Lincoln Memorial, and he had a 7-minute prepared speech. Everyone had about every speech was supposed to be under 10 minutes because there were so many speakers. And so Dr. King was reading from his prepared speech. And he just didn't buy it. He was about, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes into it, and he just, the speech was not working for him. So he stumbled for a second.
Bruce, just for just a minute, though, what people need to understand, you know, in the context of Dr. King, I mean, here he is, an experienced pastor. How many sermons had he presented, and he could know in an instant if it was connecting with the audience or not. And he was so gifted in that sense, and to be able on the fly to make this adjustment, again, it just speaks to just what an extraordinary speaker he was.
That's absolutely correct, Bill. He could sense when he was moving an audience, and he did not think that this thing he was talking about, I mean, the metaphors in here, he was talking about cashing checks, and the Bank of Justice had insufficient funds, and that was just not working. So, yeah. So Mahalia Jackson, the great singer, was behind him. And she said to him, tell them about the dream, Martin. Mm-hmm. And she was referring to a sermon that King had given about 2 weeks before. And King, as he said later, whether it was Mahalia Jackson who inspired this, or as he said later, I just decided to say what came to me. he completely shifted gears, and he started a brand new speech in which, of course, the first words of that speech were, "I have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream." And so he turned basically this so-so speech into a brilliant sermon. He connected civil rights to the American creed. He tied calls for justice to the Bible. He admonished bigotry while offering brotherhood. And he finally ended with the universal hope that all people, quote, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of that old Negro spiritual, free at last, thank God Almighty, we are free at last. That was the ending, and the applause was just thunderous.
You know, Bruce, what makes that speech so transformational and so powerful was because it was beyond color. It was about our human existence, about uniting all of us, regardless of color, creed, race. You know, we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago with one of our guests in talking about justice. And what I was able to appreciate in our conversation is that unless it's justice for all, it's no justice. You cannot, impose justice on one people group. It has to be in the context of all, or it's not at all.
Yeah, that's absolutely right.
Does that make sense?
It makes absolute sense. And in fact, the second thing King said after the opening was, "I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal." That's absolutely right. Justice not just for certain classes of people, not justice for certain people with certain colored skin, not justice for people who have certain religions, justice for all. We are all under God. We are all created equal.
See, and I think in my heart of hearts, this is what resonates with me, and I believe for so many people, and people who maybe, you know, grew up in bigotry, maybe found themselves one time being bigots, but the truth and the power of those words that he spoke that day were so transformational and so impacting that those who were blind were now able to see.
That's a very good way of putting it, Bill. Bringing that up spiritually, that's absolutely true. And also, just from a purely political standpoint, that speech gave momentum to passage of the 1964 Civil Rights Act. I would say that without Lyndon Johnson, that act would never have been passed. But without Martin Luther King and the inspiration of that speech, I'm not sure the momentum for the passage of that speech would have occurred.
I would say that regarding Lyndon B. Johnson, that had Martin Luther, had his say on that, it may not have been as pointed, because I think the intent and wisdom and foresight of Martin Luther King was all-encompassing. Unfortunately, as we know historically, that LBJ's motivation was more political than anything else.
Well, yes and no, Bill. I think LBJ, of course, he spent most of his time in Congress voting against civil rights legislation, but I truly believe that he had some kind of an epiphany at one point in his life about how this... I think we had this conversation a while back where I told you that story that changed everything when LBJ he wanted to go to his ranch and he wanted to bring the family dog, and so he asked his cook and his chauffeur to bring the family dog, driving it to Texas from Washington. And the cook said, "Excuse me, Mr. President, it's hard enough for a black man to travel by car into the South without having a dog along." Wow. And Johnson said, "You know what? That just hit Johnson." So I do think that LBJ had a bit of a change of heart there. And we have to remember how hard it was to get the the 64 civil rights legislation passed. Almost every single member, either a congressional committee or subcommittee that had anything to do with civil rights at that time was headed up by a Southerner.
Yes.
So I'm going to give Johnson a heck of a lot of credit for passage of that.
Well, and maybe you would know better, but anecdotally, you know that in his conversations, what he said to these Southern Democrats,
right,
was that if we pass this, we will get, he used a different word supposedly, but we will have the black voting Democrat for the next 100 years.
That's exactly right. He did say that, but apparently he still wanted to get it passed, Bill, because it would not have been passed without him.
Well, no doubt. It's just unfortunate that some of the perspective, at least mine, and I appreciate your perspective in offering some balance, perhaps to our audience as well, because the fact of the matter is, again, the dream that Martin Luther shared with us, Martin Luther King, is still alive today, and it is still something that we...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, the memories of it all, huh? Fresh and independent. We are 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Bruce Kaufman, our favorite historian, continues with us. Bruce, to kind of put a bow on what we were talking about earlier, I guess for me, I have grown to appreciate, as I think all of us, when we look back retrospectively and listen again to the words of Martin Luther King, I I guess for me, there's a part of me that wants to protect the integrity and the intent of what Dr. King was trying to communicate, because I think some of that lost translation and the heart of what he was sharing with us has gotten mired, and maybe some misunderstanding. And even though there was some good done, arguably, you know, with LBJ and getting Southern Democrats and in the 1964 legislation, no question, it was absolutely monumental what he was able to effect. And as we know, sometimes things that you know, that some people may mean for bad end up being good. But it's getting through that bad part and wading through it and extracting the good of all of it, whether it's Dr. King's speech or the intent of the 1964 legislation, and, you know, and getting away some of these other forces. Because like anything that comes into play, I found that anything good is coupled with something negative, and it takes leadership. It really takes vigilance to protect the integrity of the ideas that I believe that are intended for the body politic.
Yeah, absolutely. And King was the inspiration. All I'm saying about that, about LBJ, was that I think he was inspired. I think he had an epiphany, Bill. I really think he did. And again, without Lyndon Johnson, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 would not have
been. No question.
Nor would the Voting Rights Act of 1965 be passed. And those two pieces of legislation finally, all right, after more than 100 years, codified in U.S. law that African Americans and blacks, that all people are now equal under the law, to be treated equally under the law.
Exactly. And the other thing, Bruce, and you mentioned something absolutely key here, and this is what we're bearing witness to even now in this era, is leadership makes a difference. It is courageous. It is bold. And what it does, it galvanizes others. I mean, what we're seeing, for example, with President Trump, and I know there's a lot of discussion and debate about what's going on with the JPOA and what's happening with Iran, but look what's happening is the allies, the alliances are starting to come along and see it the way President Trump is seeing it, and it's beginning to galvanize the vision that he had originally.
Yeah.
So again, you know, to your point about leadership, it is inspiring, it is engaging, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And speaking of leadership, as we talked about on Friday, King's leadership was absolutely critical, and it was a leadership strategy in which, you know, as we talked about, someone commits violence against you, and you commit violence back. All that leads to is more violence.
Exactly.
King's entire strategy was, you commit violence against me, and I'm going to willingly suffer. Mm-hmm. And while you're beating me, I'm going to be singing spirituals. I'm going to be quoting scripture. And you, the beater, is going to finally think, it's not going to happen all the time, but there's a really good chance, a much better chance, if it's violence against violence. You see me suffer. You see me gladly suffer. You're going to question what you're doing to me. That was King's strategy, and it was brilliant.
Well, and as we said, it was very Gandhi-esque.
It was very Gandhi-esque. King, yes, it was not only Gandhi, it was also Jesus.
Yes, exactly. And here it is, I mean, for himself. I mean, it's one thing to say it, but then to live it out and be the one taking the beating and the punches, but look what happened. And we look back on his life and see that he was exactly right.
He was exactly right, and that is why that we've had so much progress in race relations in this country since the 1960s, and that's Dr. King, that is on Dr. King. He gets full credit for that.
Bruce, in our lifetime, could we realize, you know, the dream? I see us beginning to, and I'm encouraged, frankly, every year. And even the way we honor, I understand there's some people in the country that may be disgusted that we're honoring a black man, and today is a holiday and businesses are closed, and it has taken a while for this holiday to really take hold and become a part of the Woof and Wharf and the culture of our, you know, American body politic. I see us moving the needle, I guess. I'm inspired again by what Martin Luther King has shared with us and how, you know, but it's taken a process. It's taken some time.
It took a long time, Bill. It took a very long time. It was 11 years after he died that a bill was introduced in Congress. Creating a national holiday in Dr. King's honor. 11 years. Right after he died, 4 days after he died, John Conyers, an African-American congressman from Michigan, took to the floor of Congress demanding a national holiday for Dr. King. It took 11 years before a bill even was introduced on the floor. The bill fell five votes short. And as you said, one of the reasons that it fell short was the opponents were saying this is another paid holiday for federal employees and that's too costly. And by the way, this would be the first time we've honored a private citizen, someone who's never held public office, with a national holiday. Those were all the arguments, but they were masking the fact that King was a black man. It was mostly in the South that this happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, behind closed doors and in private company, you heard that. But it's taken a while.
It's taken a while. It took a long while. But as you just said, we're moving the needle, and the needle keeps going. As Dr. King says, we have the arc of history is bending towards justice.
Yes.
And we are moving the needle that way. So I'm with you. I'm optimistic about that. And as Alexis de Tocqueville once said, the greatest thing about America is that we are the country that is the first to commit to correct its mistakes, honor, recognize its mistakes, and correct them.
Well, the movement continues, the vision that he shared with us, because the fact of the matter, Bruce, the bottom line is, we're better for that.
Yes.
When we embrace the vision and that which he shared with us on that incredible, incredible day, those words that still echo through the decades for us, they bless us even today in 2020.
Yes, they do, Bill. And also, and let's not forget the last words the night before he died. Okay, he all but predicted his death. You and I have gone through this before. You know, I, like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain, and I've looked over, and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land, and I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
You know, we talked about him being Gandhi-esque, Jesus-esque, maybe even Elijah-esque, because when you think of, you know, the great people of our human history and the impact that they've made, Dr. King, and some people would say, yeah, but, you know, he did all these other things. Well, yeah, he was human. You know, he wasn't God and man. He was human with all the failings. We all have been there. We've done that, and we own the T-shirt, don't we?
Yeah, yes, we do, Bill. We absolutely. Yes, he was human. But you know what? That's one of the reasons Jesus came down here to forgive us and cleanse us of our sins.
Otherwise, we wouldn't need him, huh?
Right.
That's just the short answer, oh, by the way, in case you have your doubts. But again, we celebrate Martin Luther King Day in every state of the Union. And finally, but it is a grand day for all of America because what Dr. Martin Luther King set into motion, and that is really a restatement and, you know, some, I guess, an announcement once again, as you said, that all men are created equal.
Yeah. Yes, they were. And now we're all equal under the law, and Dr. King gets the lion's share of the credit for that.
Well, without a doubt, we have so much to be thankful for. And this is the American dream. This is, you know, all from the root of what our founding fathers have given us that have passed the baton, you know, from decade to decade. And it's up to us now, Bruce, to continue this marathon run that we're on so that we pass that baton on to the next generation and pass on to them a grand America.
I think we should pass the torch, Bill.
You got
this
it.
Report is sponsored by AstraZeneca. Lung cancer is the second most common cancer in both men and women. This year alone, it's estimated over 200,000 adults in the U.S. will be diagnosed. But there's encouraging news for those patients diagnosed with a type of stage 4 lung cancer. Recent data show treatments for people with a form of stage 4 EGFR mutated non-small cell lung cancer, or NSCLC, may help them to live longer. Dr. Charu Agarwal, a lung cancer specialist with Penn Medicine in Philadelphia.
Research in stage 4 lung cancer treatments has come a long way, and the latest shows promising results in prolonging the lives of those with stage 4 EGFR mutated non-small cell lung cancer, which can be detected through molecular or biomarker testing. This is why it is so important that a complete lung cancer diagnosis include tumor testing for patients with stage 4 non-small cell lung cancer.
For more, please visit AstraZeneca-US.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At least two people dead after a Sunday night shooting outside a bar in Kansas City, Missouri. And police say 15 other people were wounded. One of the dead is the suspect. They say it happened in the parking lot of a bar in the southeast part of the city when a suspect just started firing into a crowd that was lined up outside. An armed security guard killed the shooter. One of the people charged with presenting the House impeachment case, warning Republicans in the Senate to be careful about choices they make regarding the trial, Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York.
Any Republican senator who says there should be no witnesses or even that witnesses should be negotiated is part of the cover-up.
He spoke on Face the Nation. Democratic Congressman from Illinois, Bobby Rush, wants a congressional oversight hearing into Major League Baseball cheating scandals. And this is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Good to have you with us. I am Bill Martinez. Just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there for you. And with us right now is Michael Hammond. Michael Hammond is with Gun Owners of America, the Legislative Council. Michael, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hello, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you here at this last second. We are coming to you live from Las Vegas. We're at the SHOT Show, the annual SHOT Show, and of course lots of conversation here on the floor about what's going on in Virginia. You're right there, so give us an update. What's happening?
Well, in about an hour and a half, we will begin a rally on the steps of the state capitol. We expect to be attended by tens of millions or tens of thousands of law-abiding gun owners to protest efforts of our racist governor to impose gun confiscation on the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Mm. Well, why did Northam get over his skis on this? I mean, and this overreaction. I mean, we understand in part. I mean, he's a Democrat, and Democrats want to take our guns away and the Bloomberg influence and all that. But I mean, you know, there seems like there was no calculus here to consider. And you know, as far as gun owners and Second Amendment rights proponents, they should not be threatened, because this is quite a statement here. I mean, when you've got thousands of people coming up and going, no, okay, we're going to draw the red line here and let the governor, and not only the governor, but the rest of the 49 states know that, you know, this is a serious issue, that we are constitutionalists and we believe in what our founding fathers, you know, put in our U.S. Constitution, and that is the right to bear arms.
Yes, at least at the very beginning, they would have banned semi-automatic rifles held by about 1.5 million Virginians retroactively. They're still pushing legislation to authorize SWAT teams to come to your home in the middle of the night based on an unsubstantiated allegation, not to mention compiling a list of gun owners in Virginia. And so under the circumstances, Virginia, if it were to pass the entire Northam Virginia agenda, would be the most anti-gun state in the country, and that's saying quite a lot. And so I think that Northam, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, former mayor of New York, came in, dropped a huge amount of money in Virginia at the last minute, won the legislature by 5,000 votes. That is a switch of 5,000 votes, and the legislature would be in control of Republicans. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he came to the conclusion that Virginia had gone permanently blue and that he could do anything he wanted to attack the people who he perceived as his enemies.
Right.
And so I've seen it happen over and over again. Parties switching control by very small margins and suddenly determining that they're on the right side of history and that they can do anything they want to implement their agenda.
Mm-hmm. Well, President Trump warned of this attack on Second Amendment, not only in Virginia, but in other blue states that have been rather aggressive. So this is the response here of gun owners and gun rights Second Amendment proponents and patriots here is really important for the statement that's being made in Virginia today.
Of course, the amusing thing, and it's not amusing at all, is that the governor has declared a state of emergency. He sort of has a history of stigmatizing people he doesn't like, going back to his Ku Klux Klan photos in his medical school yearbook.
Right.
But interesting, I've been in a jurisdiction in which a state of emergency was declared in order to put down what was perceived as a threatening show of public opinion. It was in Poland. In 1988, solidarity was striking, and the government declared a state of emergency. So it is intriguing how despots of all stripes sort of respond to threats from public opinion in the same way.
Without a doubt. Well, the other thing, too, that's very dangerous is the rhetoric that goes flying around, which the media was happy to spread, and that is that, you know, there were going to be people coming in and shooting up and shooting up the place, and, you know, and then there was a quick squelch and arrest of three white supremacists, supposedly. So they did. Yes. So but they did all this to, you know, to color, you know, the reaction that, you know, Virginians are having. And what this event, I mean, let's go back and remind people, if you would, what is this event all about? I mean, this is something that has been done on an annual basis, has it not?
Yes, it has, an annual basis. People of all stripes come in to let the legislature know their views and to exercise their constitutional right to petition the government for redress of grievances. So it's nothing new, but as I said, Governor Northam has a long history of trying to stigmatize people he doesn't like, and he's trying to stigmatize gun owners as dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, and ironically, if you look back to every mass shooting since Columbine, 1999, there is almost an ironclad rule that they happen in places where guns are banned.
Exactly.
Gun-free zones. And so what does Northam do? He creates a big gun-free zone. Now, I guess you basically, if you go through the metal detector to go into the fenced-in area, you go through a metal detector. But it's like a half foot from the non-fenced-in area.
Right, exactly.
Where anyone can have guns. So their metal detector, to the extent that they think that's going to do any good. What Northam has done is put a whole bunch of people in a very large crowd at very great risk because of his hatred for the Second Amendment. And if anything were to happen, obviously the blood would be on his hands.
Yeah, this just doesn't make any sense whatsoever here, Michael. You know, Larry Pratt, the president of GOA, before Eric as well, we've had this conversation with them, is that, you know, I'm based out of Florida, and I was up in arms because the local movie theater started putting up signs announcing it was a gun-free zone. But what are you doing? I mean, you have just made every attendee of this movie house a potential victim, and you have rendered them extremely vulnerable with your, well, it's our policy. Well, you know, well, the heck with it.
Yeah, the movie theater that was shot up in Aurora.
In Aurora, exactly.
Sort of triggered all of this thing was, in fact, at the time it was shot up, a gun-free zone. As a matter of fact, we know that John Holmes went from movie theater to movie theater to movie theater until he found one which was a gun-free zone, and he knew that no one would shoot back. And so by making it a gun-free zone, they actually ensured a massacre at their venue. And Governor Northam is doing the same thing. I don't think he cares. Mm. I think that if something were to go wrong, he would try to use that as part of his anti-gun animus.
You know, without a doubt. Well, that's what they do. I mean, if it fits their agenda, they're going to run with it. But the thing is that it's never too late to employ common sense. It may be slow in coming sometimes because of this pushback by the likes of Michael Bloomberg, who says he's interested in protecting, you know, not only his city, but the United States now as an aspiring candidate for president. But, you know,
New York is certainly a safe place. I certainly would want to emulate it when I was looking for gun safety.
Yes. No, exactly. Well, again, common sense, it may be slow in coming, but it's still there. And whether it's, you know, movie theaters that are soft targets or, other places that, you know, schools and that, they're realizing, look, they need to harden up these areas, right?
Yeah. Everywhere that there's been mass shooting, with virtually no exceptions, the shooter in El Paso traveled 650 miles so he could find probably the only place in Texas, which for various reasons he knew people weren't armed. The shooter in Newtown basically chose a gun-free school. Ironically, before the federal law made schools gun-free schools, you
exactly.
didn't have mass shootings in schools like this. It only happened immediately after.
Well, Michael Hammond, we're out of time. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-278. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people.
passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Joining us now is Jordan Sekulow, the Executive Director of the American Center for Law and Justice, and attorney and co-host of J. Sekulow Live. Jordan, good to have you with us. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, okay, it looks like the president's going to have his day in court. The articles of impeachment are being surrendered. And, hey, let's get on with the case and, let's see what happens and see if the Senate, has the intestinal fortitude to deal with this, deal with this whole process in an expeditious manner. But, meanwhile, we're mired in, the political taint, are we not?
Absolutely, and from multiple angles, I say that you kind of look at this from 10,000 feet and being on the president's legal team, and I will tell you, we've been prepared for the trial. My dad, who will be our chief counsel at ACLJ, but also, like me, a member of the president's legal team, will be presenting the case for the president against these articles, along with the White House counsel and a number of other attorneys. What's interesting about this process is it kind of flips the script on what the Democrats have been used to. So the president's legal team is to be made up of course, whoever the president wants. He's not restricted to have just government. So it's not just White House counsel. It's not just government attorneys. He can bring in folks like us, and he can bring in White House counsel and this mix of people. The Democrats, on the other hand, or the House of Representatives, who's technically passing it, but only with Democrat support, have to use members of Congress. They can't use staff counsels. So those managers that will be named by Nancy Pelosi as part of the resolution that sends this to the Senate will be only elected members of Congress. So you're talking about likely the Adam Schiffs, the Jerry Nadlers of the world, and and probably a dozen. Now, not all of them will necessarily speak, but there'll probably be about a dozen. and who will technically be members of the House management team. And their job is to convince the Senate, and I think this is important, to convince 67 senators that the president should be removed. That's a win for them. Exactly. Anything less, they have lost. And I think the president will ultimately these articles will be dismissed with at least 53 and likely maybe even 55 votes. I think that's a fair place to look right now as it stands. But procedurally, what we're looking at, which I think that your listeners will be interested in to know, is that depending on the exact timing of when this vote occurs, what time of day that happens, when it actually gets walked over to the Senate, and because of the MLK holiday next week on Monday, we could have the first opening of this can be one that actually takes a day or two when you get to pass just the formalities, which take a few days. Okay, so that could bring us maybe to Saturday where you could start having what would be the rules would get voted on, and then amendments would be offered to the rules. And the senators only get to offer those. The legal teams actually get an hour each per change amendment that's to the rules that's offered to argue for or against that amendment. So, I mean, in the Clinton impeachment, the last one we have example of, that actually took 2 days.
Yeah.
And that's not as scripted as what will ultimately be a set date and time that will likely occur sometime next week, where when we get past those days and we have the rules set, that we'll know exactly when the start time is and when the end time is each day, Monday through Saturday. That's how it goes. So you will know when it begins, when it ends, and how it works. We'll have opening statements. Both it will be the House that goes first. That could be up to 24 hours, so 3 days is usually how that would play out. And then the president's team would get the same amount of time, so another 3 days. Then there would be a certain amount of hours of questioning that could last 1 or 2 days, depending on the rules. Now, it could be that each side gets 12 hours or each side gets 10 hours. But, again, we will know all of that. And then I think it will be easier for, like, your listeners and for the American people to kind of understand how this is going to proceed. After that, you have the opening statements for each side, and you get questions from the senators. But unlike in congressional hearings, when senators and congressmen and representatives, they get to kind of give speeches or,
right,
you know, maybe not even ask the question at the time, these have to be questions that are written, submitted to the Chief Justice of the United States. He then asks the question to the side that it's addressed to. So they don't get a lot of chance to actually speak or hear their voices. You might hear their name. You might hear Senator Bernie Sanders has this question, or Senator John Thune has this question, but you're not going to hear them talking when we get to that point. Then after the questions, there will be votes. And I think the first vote will likely be, if we get this far into the trial, the vote would be to, do we just dismiss this now? The president's acquitted, if you will. Mm-hmm. And that also is that key time when there could be the amendments offered, which they will be on the front end, but they don't have the votes. Do we know that from Mitch McConnell to get witnesses to start this off?
Right.
They will then try and get witnesses at the end. Mm-hmm. That will be the next key of how long this goes. Is it 2.5, 3 weeks? Or are we talking about 5 weeks? So I just want to explain that to folks about how this kind of looks.
No, this is excellent the way you've laid this out, Jordan. And that was my question, was about the witnesses. I mean, right now it seems a bit premature. I don't know why the response from Mitch McConnell and others in the leadership is saying, relevant, because that seems to be something the media is holding on to. Oh, we got to have witnesses. Well,
yeah.
We don't know if we need witnesses. We've got to get through each part of the procedure here. And if it's deemed necessary, if the information is lacking, there is necessity to have witnesses because of the case presented by the managers from the House, they haven't made it clear enough and there's a need for it, then that'll come up in a vote. But that's procedural. That's nothing, I think, to insist on at this point. To me, I think it's premature, don't you?
Absolutely. And in fact, I think if it gets to the point where the House couldn't make the managers could not make a good enough case on their own, and they're the ones that decided to go and move forward with the impeachment and take this and have to argue for it in the Senate, that it's not the Senate's job to have to go through and figure out executive privilege battles and assertions of privilege and all the things that can come with those witnesses, mm-hmm. And start calling and doing the investigative work. That's not their job constitutionally. Mm-hmm. Their job is to basically become jurors. And if the facts aren't there, if the witnesses aren't there, that's when you should vote to this. If you think that there's not enough information or there's not enough, I guess you would use the term evidence, mm-hmm. then if, in good faith, you should vote to dismiss the article. Mm-hmm. But we know, of course, this will get highly political and highly partisan, and there'll be pressure on the moderate Republicans to especially those up for re-election, like Susan Collins. But you know what? I think they take too many shots at Susan Collins, and when you look at her votes in the past, she will oftentimes be open to this, but if the Democrats are just using this as that's why I said there's like kind of a 4D approach to this as mm-hmm. a way to take shots at her. Right. I think by the end of this, she's going to say, you know what? You're just taking political shots at me. We're finishing this up. No. This is not going to be a game you're going to get to play.
And right.
They talk witnesses, but we're Republicans are in control of this. Mm-hmm. If they get witnesses, so do we. And that's going to open up an interesting rabbit hole. I don't think the country needs to go down that. I don't think we should be having this trial. But you know what? We're the attorneys. We're prepared for it.
Well, and the thing is this has to be conducted in such a way to where, you know, not only is the president vindicated, but that the American people, that court of public opinion, that they perceive that this has been adjudicated in a fair manner and that the truth has been exposed to such a degree that we can see it for what it is. I mean, those of us, conservatives who look at this see this as a total hoax. And we still have 50% of the country that just so despises this president and are supporting Nancy Pelosi and Adam Schiff and others who have continued to perpetuate something that they can't substantiate. I mean, Adam Schiff has been saying for 3 years.
The rubber meets the road for them. Mm-hmm. Adam Schiff was in control last time. The Democrats were in control. If he is a House manager, his team, whether it's him answering the questions or not, that'll be a decision for them. They will have to answer these questions now. They can't punt. I mean, and if they do give bad answers, if they don't have good responses, and if it's highly partisan, which doesn't usually fly as well in the Senate as it does in the House, highly partisan, because this is a very serious vote to take. Even for many Democrats, they are going to fail. I think, listen, it is, I would not want to be in the position. I think Nancy Pelosi was right a long time ago. We're an election year and people should just determine this by election.
Exactly.
Because all of these disputes that they have about the president are stylistic, policy, how he runs things. That's what the American voters decide. That's how they decide if they're going to reelect the president, especially one who didn't have a political experience as a government leader coming in. So now you've seen it for 4 years. Judge it based off that. Judge it based off where the country is. Exactly. Let the people decide. That was her position until she bowed down to the pressure she had from her members. And I think because of the weakness of the Democratic field. But, you know, we're dealing in reality now. Reality, you're right. I don't know how this is going to be different than Clinton. The rules might be similar. But there was CNN was the only cable news network at the time, and C-SPAN, that could really give you daytime coverage of this.
Without a doubt. Well, Jordan Sekulow, thank you so much for keeping us informed, and we look forward to having you come back and keep us updated as well. He's Executive Director of the American Center for Law and Justice, Jordan Sekulow, right here on Bill Martinez Live. Have a great day, Jordan. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.